Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalayim Sukkim Daf Lamed Beis. We are starting right at the top of the Amud at the beginning of the line, and the Vilna daf is on Chav Ches Amud Aleph, about halfway through, with the words Yom Kippurim Shechalios B'Shabbes. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarabas Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And we get to use discussing Yom Kippur on Shabbos, Yom Kippurim Shechalios B'Shabbes, Yom Kippur that falls on Shabbos. Ma'ala Diach Kvashim Ushlokas Menachol Malon. Is it permitted for one to wash pickled or cooked vegetables from Mincha and onwards? Mincha over here refers to the halachic time period 2.5 hours before the end of the day. As we're going to see in a moment, it's mutter to do this on a regular Yom Kippur in order to prepare this food for Matzah Yom Kippur. The question is, what about Yom Kippur on Shabbos? Is it permitted to do this? Because we know just like Bayantif, Shabbos as well has an Isser to prepare from Shabbos for the next day, for a weekday, and it's actually more Chamer on Shabbos. So we have Machlekes, Rav Amar Aser, Rav says Aser, Rav Lazar Amar Mutter, Rav Lazar says Mutter. Now Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha says, B'Sharon Blazar, explaining why it's permitted, that's because, Matam Amar M'dichin Koshim Shlachas V'na Michul Malon, why is it that on a regular Yom Kippur, they said that it's permitted to wash these Koshim Shlachas from on Mibnei Sakana, because of danger. If a person has to wait too long, Matzah Yom Kippur, to eat, so he could actually be in danger because he's fasting for so long, therefore the Chum allowed him on Yom Kippur itself to prepare these vegetables a little bit. And Shani Hi Sakana Yom Kippur Shechalias B'Shabbos, Shani Hi Yom Kippur Shechalias B'Chol. Is there a difference between Yom Kippur that falls out on Shabbos, Yom Kippur that falls out during the week? There shouldn't be a difference. If there's a danger not to eat right away, Matzah Yom Kippur, so it's permitted for him to do this even when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. However, Has Rav Chananya Chavrin Drabanan, Rav Chananya, the friend of the Rabbanon, that's what he was called, he asks as follows, Masisa Pligar Rabbanon. The following Mishnah seems to be not like Rabbi Elazar. Mishnah tells us Yom Kippurim Shechalos B'Shabbos, when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, Chalos Mischalakas La'erev, the Chalos referring to Lechem Aponim, those are distributed in the evening. We know that Lechem Aponim, the showbreads, as they're translated in English, are made every single week in the Beis HaMikdash. They're distributed on Shabbos. And what we see in this Mishnah is that when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, they're not distributed on Shabbos, they're distributed Matzah Shabbos La'erev, in the evening. As we see, the preparation from Shabbos, which is Yom Kippur, is Usur for Matzah Shabbos. So we answer for Rabbi Elazar, or no, Shanyahi, this is different. Shalideshu Davar Kal, since it's a very easy thing, it's not hard at all to distribute the lechem upon him. The reason why it's not allowed to be done on Shabbos is Shem Yishkach V'yoychal, maybe he's going to forget and end up eating it. Therefore, it has to be done Matzah Shabbos, because again, it's very easy to do and it takes very quick. It's not a long process like washing off Kvashim and Shlakais. However, Hasra Rapinchas, Rapinchas asks, Masisu Dir Blazer Pliga Aloy, you see the following is not like Rab Blazer, because Yom Kippurim Shechalias B'Shabbos, Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. What's the issue of preparing from Yom Tif or Shabbos for the weekday? Well, because regarding Shabbos, it says the word Shabbosain. And what do we learn from here? Shavais. The one has to rest on Shabbos, no preparing from Shabbos for weekday. And also Bechayil in regards to the weekday, meaning when Yom Kippur falls out during the week, the Pasuk also says Shabbosain. And what do we learn from here? Shavais. The one has to rest and not prepare from Yom Kippur for the weekday. Now in Bechayil at Shavais, like Kol Shekein B'Shabbos, if one has to rest during the week, meaning when Yom Tif falls out during the week, he has to rest and not prepare for after Yom Tif. Shouldn't he for sure have that on Shabbos? So what's the Chiddush over here? What are we learning by saying that when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, there's a chiv to be shavais to rest. Of course there's that chiv. Even on Yom Kippur itself without Shabbos, there's a chiv to rest. Lo tzurcha, it's not necessary, dal, except for the following, afilu dvarm shat mutter la'asayis ha'mechayil at shavis aleim b'Shabbos, that even things that are mutter to do during the week, meaning they're mutter to do on Yom Kippur when it falls out during the week, you have to rest from them and not do them on Shabbos. And ve'zuzu, what is this? Zu hadachas kvashim u'shlakos. This is washing off kvashim u'shlakos. So we see very clearly from his braisa that it's usur to wash kvashim u'shlakos on Yom Kippur when it falls out on Shabbos. Now we continue discussing this. Rabbi Yaakov Rezavdi says, B'Shem Ravo, Nirin Dvarim, that it seems to be the one is allowed to prepare on Yom Kippur for Matzah Yom Kippur, that's only B'davar Shadarkoi Lavei B'Tzainin, with something that the Derech is Tzainin, which literally means cold, but over here it's referring to eating it raw. That if you could eat it raw, then you're allowed to wash it off on Yom Kippur in preparation for Matzah Yom Kippur. Aval Davar Shadarkoi Lavei B'Roischin, but something that has to be cooked, so there's no reason to give him a heter to wash it off while it's still Yom Kippur, because I died to Galsha while he's waiting for the water to boil, but anyway, he has to cook this in water, who mekanev, at that time he can wash it off, so he doesn't need to wash it off on Yom Kippur itself. However, Amar of Mutter, Mutter says that no, im oimrat kain, if you say that, af mizbayish v'lo mekanev, he's going to be embarrassed and he's not going to wash it off, even on Yom Kippur, v'nim tzabali deis akon, he's going to come to danger. In other words, if you're going to differentiate between vegetables that are eaten raw versus cooked, and you're only allowed to wash the vegetables off that are eaten raw, so a person's going to be embarrassed to do that on Yom Kippur, because everyone's going to think, wow, you're such a ravson, you're such a glutton, that you eat your food without even cooking it, and so he's going to not wash them off, and then he might come to danger, because again, Matzah Yom Kippur, he's not going to be able to eat right away. Therefore, according to this, it doesn't really make a difference what type of vegetables they are. He's allowed to wash them off on Yom Kippur. And we continue discussing this. Rav Baba Kumi Rav Imi, Rav Baba asked in front of Rav Imi, Ma'ul Adiach Kvashim Shlakas Min Mincha Lamalon. Is it permitted to wash out Kvashim Shlakas from Mincha on Yom Kippur and onwards? Amar Le Shari told him it's permitted. And Rav Yaakov Bar Acha, Shal Rav Chila Rav Yisa, Ma'ul Adiach Kvashim Shlakas Min Mincha Lamalon. Is it permitted to wash out Kvashim Shlakas from Mincha and onwards on Yom Kippur? Amar Le Shari told him it's permitted. Now Rav Zeura Baba Kumi Rav Imi, Rav Zeura asked in front of Rav Imi, Ma Is it permitted to tell a chalita, which is basically a baker, obviously we're talking about a non-Jewish baker, avli chalita, make for me some bread, which is called chalita. Are you allowed to tell a non-Jewish baker that on Yom Kippur? Amrle told him, Shari, it's permitted, no problem. So he continued asking, are you allowed to ask this non-Jewish baker, avli tupin, make me tupin, which is like some sort of cake? So he told him, Shari, yeah, it's 100% permitted. Then he asked him, avli psila, are you allowed to ask a non-Jew on Yom Kippur to make you a wick? Amrle told him, lo, no, it's not permitted. So he asked, Mabin Zalazel, what's the difference between this and this? And the answer is, one is food and one isn't food. The bread or the cake is food, and that's necessary for Matzah Yom Kippur, but the wick is not food, so you're not allowed to ask him to do it. Moving on to halacha, we continue to discuss minhag. The Mishnah tells us, Makam shenagu lasas malacha b'tishabav oisin. Makam shenagu shaloi lasas ain't an oisin. If it's a place where the minhag is to do malacha on tishabav, so one could do malacha, but if it's a place where the minhag is to not do malacha, so don't do malacha. However, b'chol makam in all places, tamid chacham betalin, tamid chacham have the ability to not do malacha on tishabav. Now, lam bezon bez on top of Shimon Gamliel, and Shimon Gamliel says, Yasu kol adam atzman ki tamid chachamim, everyone's going to make themselves like a tamid chacham. Now the Gemara explains what Rav Shimon Gamliel was saying. Rav Avin quotes Rav Shimon Lakish b'shem Rav Yudah Nesiya kemat mia. This is said in lashon of tema, a lashon of surprise. That based off what you're saying, Yasu kol adam atzman tamid chachamim, everyone's going to make themselves like a tamid chacham, and therefore kol atzman legazer chacham b'teila b'tishabav, the chachamim weren't geyser that a person should be batal on tishabav. In other words, Rav Shimon Gamliel is telling the Tanakama, look, we have places that the minhag is to do malacha or not to do malacha, but if you're going to tell me that tamid chachamim have this ability to not do malacha, even if it's in a place where the minhag is to yes do malacha, then everyone's just going to say, you know what, I'm going to act like a Talmud Chacham. And even though usually that's an issue, it's called Yuara, it looks like the person's trying to be a Baal Gaiva, look, I'm a Talmud Chacham, when it comes to a matter of Tsar, that's not an issue. And the problem that Rav Shimon Gamliel has with that is that this is not what the Chacham had in mind when we say that one place has a minhag, one place doesn't have the minhag. Therefore, if it's a place where people have the minhag to do work, even Talmud Chachamim should be doing work. And now moving on to Halacha Vav, we go back to the first mission that started this whole discussion of minhag, which remember was, we had said, some places have a minhag to do malacha Erev Pesach, and some places have a minhag to not do malacha Erev Pesach. And now we continue with this. In the region of Yehuda, they did malacha Erev Pesach until Chatzos, whereas Uva Galil, in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, they wouldn't do malacha at all Erev Pesach. And now the question is, halayla, what about the night before Pesach, meaning the night of Bedikas Chametz? In Galil, would they do malacha? So Beishame Oisrin, Beishame Asers, Beishel Matir, and Ashitan Sechama, Beishel Matir is doing malacha up until Netzachama. Now the Gemara points out right away, Ha-Yoyim Aser, during the day, it's Aser to do malacha in Galil. In other words, what the Gemara is pointing out over here is that this Mishnah is different than that previous Mishnah. That Mishnah was talking about Minhag. Some places have the Minhag, some places don't have the Minhag, but if you focus on the wording of this Mishnah, where we're using Aser and Mutter, it means we're not discussing Minhag over here. The Tanaim of this Mishnah are discussing Halacha. Namely, according to the Chamim, in Yehuda, they held that it was 100% Mutter to do malacha up until Chatzos, and in Galil, they held it was 100% Aser to do malacha. And now we explain where this come from. So Rabbi Lazar says, B'shem Rabbi Shaya, the Pasuk tells us, Yom Pesach Hu Hashem, it's the day of Pesach to Hashem, and that's where they learn the Isser of doing malacha Erev Pesach. Now the obvious issue is that it seems to be the way of a steer between these two Mishnayos, because over here we're talking about whether it's Aser or Mutter, and in the earlier Mishnah that started this, it's talking about Minug. So is it a Minug or is it Aser? So Rabbi Yaakov Racha says, B'shem Rabbi Yechanan, and Rabbi Lazar says, B'shem Rabbi Lazar, Shnei Talmidim Shanu I saw. It was two different Talmidim. They taught these Mishnayos, meaning this Mishnah and the earlier one are two different Tanaim, and one of them held it was just a Minug discussion, and one of them held it was halachic discussion. Now, Amar Rabzura says, Ishkachas Amar, turns out that now we could say, Telasa Inon, that there's three different Tanaim, Chad Amar Aser, Vachad Amar Mutter, Vachad Amar Minug. One says it's Aser, one says it's Mutter, that's a Tanaim of our Mishnah, and one of them says it's all Tali al Minug. And moving on to Halacha Zayin, we continue discussing doing Malacha Erev Pesach. Rameir Amar of Meir says that even in a place where they have the Minug to do Malacha on Erev Pesach, Kol Malacha Sheischo Bakad Marbas or Gamer Barbas, any Malacha that the person started before the 14th, so then he could finish it on the 14th. But l'chatchila, he's not allowed to start the malacha brand new, fresh, on the 14th, even though he's able to finish it all in a short amount of time. He's only allowed to continue a malacha that he started yesterday, but no starting a brand new malacha now. There are three craftsmen that are allowed to do malacha on Erev Pesach, even if it's a place where the minig is to not do malacha. Who are these? Hachayotim, tailors, vasaparim, and barbers, vakaivsim, and clothing launderers. Now, Rabbi Yehudaimer, he says, afharitz onin, even shoemakers. I think Mark explains, or Meir Amir of Meir says, Kol Malacha Sheischo Bakad Marbasar, Gomer Barbasar. We have further clarification, this is only something that's necessary for Yom Tif. And also, Avalo Yaschol Bakad Barbasar, he's not to start a brand new Malacha on the 14th, Afil Davar Shulu Tzarech Hamayid, even if it's necessary for Yom Tif. In other words, according to Meir, on the 14th itself, no starting brand new Malachas, even though he could finish it on the 14th, and even if it's necessary for Yom Tif. The only type of Malacha he's allowed to do on the 14th is something that he already started beforehand, and also only something that's necessary for Yontif. But even if he had started beforehand, if this is something that's not necessary for Yontif, he's not allowed to continue it. And we had these three craftsmen are allowed to do melacha on Erev Pesach. Why is that? And so we're going to see that all of his common denominator, that even on Chol HaMoed, this melacha is able to be done for some reason or another. Therefore, before Yontif, it's allowed to be done also. Hachayotim, why are tailors allowed to work Erev Yontif? Shekein Hedya, Tefer Kedarka B'Chol HaMoed, that's because a Hedya, just a regular person, not an expert tailor, but a regular person who has to sew something on Chol HaMoed is allowed to sew it. And Hasaparin, why are barbers allowed to work Erev Yontif? Shekein Nazirunim Tzoranim Gal Chol HaMoed, because somebody who is a Nazir or a Mitzayro, and they finish their period of Nazirus or Tzaras on Chol HaMoed, so they're allowed to get a haircut then because they weren't able to get a haircut before. And Hakavs and launderers, why they're allowed to work? Shekein Derech Ha'Olin Mitumah L'Tahara Lias Mechamsa HaMoed, because it was the norm for somebody who was Tamei and then became Tahar and didn't have a chance to launder the clothing beforehand, so they're allowed to launder it on Chol HaMoed. That's why these launderers allowed to work even Erev Yom Tov. And we explained the last part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he said Afar Itzanin, even shoemakers are allowed to work on Erev Yom Tov. And why is that? Shekein Derech Ha'Olin Regalim Lias Mitakim Menalim Islandalim B'Moed. That's because the people who are Oile Regal, the people who came to Yerushalayim for Yom Tov, they would fix their shoes and sandals on Chol HaMoed. They walked the whole distance, their shoes got worn out, they got holes in them, the sole was falling off, the strap broke, so they could go to the shoemaker on Chol HaMoed to get it fixed. Therefore, these shoemakers are allowed to work even Erev Yom Tov. Rabban Amr and the Rabban argue that no, Ashirim Hayu, the majority of people coming up for Yom Tov were wealthy, Ubehema Hayu Oilin, and they would come riding on animals, they wouldn't walk, they had some other mode of transportation, and therefore their shoes would not get ruined, and that's why they argue with Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Ches. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.